5. The Oversoul of Creation. The Great Supreme is the cosmic oversoul of the grand universe. In Him the qualities and quantities of the cosmos do find their deity reflection. His deity nature is the mosaic composite of the total vastness of all creature-creator nature throughout the evolving universes. And the Supreme is also an actualizing deity embodying a creative will which embraces an evolving universe purpose. The intellectual, potentially personal selves of the finite emerge from the third source and center and achieve finite, time-space deity synthesis in the Supreme. When the creature submits to the will of the Creator, he does not submerge or surrender his personality. The individual personality participants in the actualization of the finite God do not lose their volitional selfhood by so functioning. Rather, are such personalities progressively augmented by participation in this great deity adventure. By such union with divinity, man exalts, enriches, spiritualizes, and unifies his evolving self to the very threshold of supremacy. The evolving immortal soul of man, the joint creation of the material mind and the adjuster, ascends as such to paradise, and subsequently, when mustered into the core of the finality, becomes allied in some new way with the spirit-gravity circuit of the eternal sun by a technique of experience known as finaliter transcendation. Such finaliters thus become acceptable candidates for experiential recognition as personalities of God the Supreme. And when these mortal intellects, in the unrevealed future assignments of the core of the finality, attain the seventh stage of spirit existence, such dual minds will become triune. These two attuned minds, the human and the divine, will become glorified in union with the experiential mind of the then actualized Supreme Being. In the eternal future, God the Supreme will be actualized, creatively expressed and spiritually portrayed, in the spiritualized mind, the immortal soul of ascendant man, even as the Universal Father was so revealed in the earth life of Jesus. Man does not unite with the Supreme and submerge his personal identity, but the universe repercussions of the experience of all men do thus form a part of the divine experiencing of the Supreme. The act is ours, the consequence is God's. The progressing personality leaves a trail of actualized reality as it passes through the ascending levels of the universes. Be they mind, spirit, or energy, the growing creations of time and space are modified by the progression of personality through their domains. When man acts, the Supreme reacts, and this transaction constitutes the fact of progression. The great circuits of energy, mind, and spirit are never the permanent possessions of ascending personality. These ministries remain forever a part of supremacy. In the mortal experience, the human intellect resides in the rhythmic pulsations of the adjutant mind-spirits and effects its decisions within the arena produced by the encirclement within this ministry. Upon mortal death, the human self is everlastingly divorced from the adjutant's circuit. While these adjutants never seem to transmit experience from one personality to another, they can and do transmit the impersonal repercussions of decision-action through God the Sevenfold to God the Supreme. At least this is true of the adjutants of worship and wisdom. And so it is with the spiritual circuits. Man utilizes these in his ascent through the universes, but he never possesses them as a part of his eternal personality. But these circuits of spiritual ministry, whether Spirit of Truth, Holy Spirit, or super-universe spirit presences, are receptive and reactive to the emerging values in ascending personality. And these values are faithfully transmitted through the sevenfold to the Supreme. While such spiritual influences as the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of Truth are local universe ministrations, their guidance is not wholly confined to the geographic limitations of a given local creation. As the ascending mortal passes beyond the boundaries of his local universe of origin, he is not entirely deprived of the ministry of the Spirit of Truth, which has so constantly taught and guided him through the philosophic mazes of the material and morontial worlds, in every crisis of ascension unfailingly directing the paradise pilgrim, ever saying, "This is the way." When you leave the domains of the local universe, through the ministry of the Spirit of the emerging Supreme Being, and through the provisions of super-universe reflectivity, you will still be guided in your paradise ascent by the comforting directive spirit of the paradise bestowal sons of God. How do these manifold circuits of cosmic ministry register their meanings, values, and facts of evolutionary experience in the Supreme? We are not exactly certain, but we believe that this registry takes place through the persons of the Supreme Creators of Paradise Origin, who are the immediate bestowers of these circuits of time and space. The mind experience accumulations of the seven adjutant mind spirits in their ministry to the physical level of intellect are a part of the local universe experience of the divine minister, and through this creative spirit they probably find registry in the mind of supremacy. Likewise, our mortal experiences with the Spirit of Truth and the Holy Spirit probably registered by similar techniques in the person of supremacy. Even the experience of man and adjuster must find echo in the divinity of God the Supreme, for, as the adjuster's experience, they are like the Supreme, and the evolving soul of mortal man is created out of the pre-existent possibility for such experience within the Supreme. In this manner do the manifold experiences of all creation become a part of the evolution of supremacy. Creatures merely utilize the qualities and quantities of the finite as they ascend to the Father. The impersonal consequences of such utilization remain forever a part of the living cosmos, the Supreme Person. What man himself takes with him as a personality possession are the character consequences of the experience of having used the mind and spirit circuits of the grand universe in his paradise ascent. When man decides, and when he consummates this decision in action, man experiences, and the meanings and the values of this experience are forever a part of his eternal character on all levels, from the finite to the final. Cosmically moral and divinely spiritual character represents the creature's capital accumulation of personal decisions which have been illuminated by sincere worship, glorified by intelligent love, and consummated in brotherly service. The evolving Supreme will eventually compensate finite creatures for their inability ever to achieve more than limited experience contact with the universe of universes. Creatures can attain the Paradise Father, but their evolutionary minds, being finite, are incapable of really understanding the infinite and absolute Father. But since all creature experiencing registers in and is a part of the Supreme, when all creatures attain the final level of finite experience, and after total universe development makes possible their attainment of God the Supreme as an actual divinity presence, then, inherent in the fact of such contact, is contact with total experience. The finite of time contains within itself the seeds of eternity, and we are taught that, when the fullness of evolution witnesses the exhaustion of the capacity for cosmic growth, the total finite will embark upon the absonite phases of the eternal career in quest of the Father as ultimate.